Coming to you from his downtown Denver studio, here's the Backstage Jazz Radio Show with your host, Steve Roby.
Welcome, friends at home and friends in the studio. This is the Backstage Jazz Show, and I'm Steve Roby. My guest today is Denver jazz guitarist Alex Heffron. He's performed with local legends like Eric Gunnison, Joe Andrees, and Gabe Mervine. We'll be discussing his music today and future projects. Welcome to Backstage Jazz, Alex.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be a part of this.
Great. Glad you could be part of the show, too. Can we start with your musical background and influences?
I mean, my musical background really started with, you know, just listening to my parents' record collection, listening to a lot of Black Sabbath and AC/DC, okay. Fleetwood Mac. And, you know, my dad had a handful of, like, jazz fusion CDs as well, but I wasn't quite into that when I was getting into music. So I started playing a lot of rock. I had a rock band in middle school and high school, and eventually got into some harder stuff, was listening to a lot of heavy metal, and that was kind of my primary musical focus until through metal I found jazz in high school. I had a teacher who taught me the song Inner Urge by Joe Henderson, and the reason that he picked that one is it's got a lot of really fast arpeggios at the end that you can do a technique called sweep picking, which is primarily a metal technique that we were using for jazz. And that was something that I thought sounded really cool and was really special. So
you played with some of the local jazz legends here, as those that I mentioned, and there's several more, right, too. So you've kind of established yourself kind of in the jazz vein here in Denver, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've performed with a lot of the local legends, as well as some international artists like Big Gigantic, Veronica Swift, Ernie Watts, Colorado Symphony, John Riley, Matt Wilson, Melvin Butler, just to name a few.
Yeah, that's great.
I've been very blessed here in Denver. And, you know, I'm grateful to get to make music with anybody. I am grateful to have been able to share the stage with so many incredible people.
I understand now you want to take your music in a new, more rock-inspired direction. You mentioned some of the early metal influences that you've had. Can you talk more about that?
I've been working for about 10 years, maybe 11 years, just really focusing in on the craft of playing jazz guitar and trying to figure out my own voice in that music. You know, that's an endless pursuit, and I don't think I'll ever stop doing that. Mm-hmm. I felt like something wasn't quite connecting for me only trying to compose jazz-oriented music, whether it was modern jazz or more traditional. It didn't feel like the whole picture, and that made it a little tough to really want to jump in with both feet. Yeah, so this music, I'm trying to bring in some of those other elements that I grew up with into the fold of the compositions. And so it's still, you know, very improvisationally based music, and we're dealing with a lot of the same chords and, you know, the same instrumentation that I use when I'm playing my more straight ahead jazz music. But, you know, I'm messing around with, you know, part of the thing is I've got guitar parts that I've written. We're doing a little more guitars overdriven, and the melodies are kind of more in tune with some of the metal music and rock music that I grew up with.
You sent over a few tracks to share with our listeners. The first one is called Ludlow. What can you tell us about this track?
This was kind of the first song that I composed to embrace this new direction. I didn't know it at the time, but this is like just really in tune to a lot of like bare bones, like rock stuff. I was trying to capture the spirit of like the mountains in Colorado, and specifically wrote this for a town in Colorado, Ludlow, which is a, you know, important historic site here. So with this recording, we were just trying to really capture that spirit of openness and vast overarching views.
Well, let's give a listen now. This is Ludlow by Alex Heffron here on Backstage Jazz. Thank you. You're listening to Backstage Jazz. My guest today is Denver jazz guitarist Alex Heffron. Alex, can you talk about your songwriting process? You just mentioned it before we played this last song here. Where do you draw your inspiration from, and how does your process work?
So what I've been thinking about for kind of this most recent music is I'm trying to use a little more of what the guitar specifically has to offer. I've found, and I've talked to a few friends about this, guitar players in the jazz idiom, I feel like everybody's always trying to sound like a piano player or a tenor player or a trumpet player, maybe when they're soloing, you know, or accompanying someone else. I feel like I bought into that for a long time, and I think that that's an amazing way to learn music and to pursue a really closer connection to the actual tradition and the lineage of jazz. But I'm also a guitar player, and, you know, I've spent a lot of time learning really amazing guitar parts for accompaniment and for lead, and I feel like that's something that kind of goes by the wayside in this music, and you end up getting a lot of parts where it's you either get like a melody or you get just a set of chord changes to work with. And since it's my music, I wanted to do something different and give myself something a little more fun to play. And I feel like it gives a really nice counterbalance to the melodies, because I'm not really trying to write overly notey or shreddy melodies. I want to keep the melodic aspect still pretty singable, something that you can like take home with you, but trying to create a frame around it that's kind of guitar centric and ties into a lot of my background.
Up next is sketch number 12. What's the story with this one, Alex?
So this was another one where I was trying to give myself something fun to play on the guitar and playing some more guitar-friendly keys. Specifically with this melody, I was trying to play off of, in my group, I have two horns, the alto and the tenor, and I love the interplay of the two and being able to compose lines that weave in and out of each other and connect, and I just think that that is such a beautiful way to write music.
This is a sketch number 12 by Alex Heffron here on Backstage Jazz.
Thank you.
Listening to Backstage Jazz, and my guest today is guitarist Alex Heffron. Can you talk about the upcoming year ahead? What music projects do you have lined up?
We're in a bit of a transition period, so I'm going to be doing some stuff back in Denver around the end of June. I don't have anything that I can announce just yet, but be on the lookout. Go to my website, alexheffronmusic.com, to find that, as well as Instagram and Facebook. I've been doing a lot of production, trying to get some content out there so I can start booking this band around in Denver, as well as trying to get some shows in my new home base in Brooklyn. We're in a little bit of a transition period right now, but I've got all the pieces that I need at this point in order to make this transition final.
Is your music online on some of the platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, or even on your website as well?
Yeah, so you can find my music all over those places. Bandcamp, you can actually buy physical CDs and stickers. Last year, I released an album called Avoidance, and that's basically my pandemic output. I was trying to harken back to the first things that really got me excited about jazz. Really wanted to put forth a straight ahead project that I was proud of. My last album, Avoidance, is really trying to capture that. And the album before that, Looking Out, is just a collection of everything that I was learning through college and through all of my mentors at that time.
Thanks for your time today, Alex. I really appreciate it. Have a great year ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
If you're enjoying the Backstage Jazz Show, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now, back to the show.
The Backstage Jazz Show was recorded at Little Raven Studios in downtown Denver, and our producer was Craig Stevens. You can find Backstage Jazz wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to stop by our website, backstage-jazz.com, where all past and current episodes have been archived. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email us at backstagejazz@fastmail.com. This is Steve Roby. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backstage Jazz.
You've been listening to the Backstage Jazz Show. Join us next time for more great jazz and interviews with your favorite musicians.